Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me at. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I am a diagnosed narcissist that uses his platform to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, and also in the process, validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. So, today's episode is going to be about why looks don't always matter to a narcissist. And they don't, y'all. Let's face it, looks don't always matter to a narcissist, just point blank period. I know people are going to come back, push back on me, and say, hey, narcissists love beautiful people, beautiful men, and beautiful women. Oh, good book. I got that. I do understand it, and I think everybody enjoys a beautiful man or a woman. You know what I mean? To each their own, pretty much. So, what I'm saying is that a lot of times when it comes to supply, getting fulfillment and stuff like that, looks will not matter to a narcissist. They just don't. You'll have a narcissist that cheats on a model with somebody that's less conventionally attractive. And people are like, what? Why would you do that? Because that person that's less conventionally attractive showed that narcissist some attention. Attention, when it comes to narcissists, I would say this. Attention is currency. It's like money. It's like giving a narcissist a boatload of money. So if you've been with a narcissist for a long time, you married to him, you had kids by him, but you're a gorgeous person. You keep kids by them or kids with them, and you're a gorgeous person. You're just beautiful. You're just more conventionally attractive than anybody else. I don't want to use the rating scale, because every time I use the rating scale, the 1 to 10 scale, people are like, hey, Lee, adults don't use the rating scale, Lee. You know what? Only a robot. Only the narcissist robots here to hurt you use rating scales, Lee. But no, it's not like that. So seriously, like, if you have been with them for a long time, they know that you are a beautiful person. They know it. But if somebody outside their relationship, relationship dynamic, shows them enough attention, they will cheat on you with that person. That's point blank period. They will go get supply from that person. Sometimes they'll leave you for that person because the connection might feel better. Like, it's not the fact that the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. It's the fact that it's just different grass. I tell people that all the time. It goes over their heads. Looks don't matter they'll discard you for somebody that looks that's less conventionally attractive than you. They'll leave you. They'll cheat on you. Because attention is currency. I've seen this with a lot of narcissists, and I've talked to a lot of narcissists as well, y'all. I talk to narcissists too. So I've been talking to a lot of narcissistic people. And don't ambush me. If you want to do a one-on-one with me, and have me speak to your narcissistic boyfriend, a girlfriend, a husband, a wife, whatever, don't let me know that I'm going to be speaking to them. Don't ambush me and try to set me up and be talking junk. Don't do that. I don't think y'all understand how much I hate that. Like, with a broad, that puts me in danger. It puts your person in danger because they come for me. I'm going to end danger. That's for another day. But literally, talking to other narcissists, they say the same thing. They say the same thing I'm saying. Their looks don't necessarily matter. It's just like, literally, narcissists have a problem saying no to people sometimes. Like, literally saying no. If you show a narcissistic person enough attention, they will just go with you. Because some narcissists have a problem saying no to people. Like, you come into a narcissist in the bar, and you're less conventionally attractive, and you're just speaking to him, being nice to him, kicking it with him and stuff like that. Oh, in the narcissist's brain, we're just like, oh my goodness, you showed me attention? Oh, you think that I'm pretty? Oh, you think that I'm handsome? Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's just attention. It's like giving a narcissist a boatload of money. It's the same thing. For a narcissist, I can't even talk today, y'all. For a narcissist, like I said, attention is currency. It's just the same thing as money. Like, you give a narcissist a lot of attention, it's just like giving them a lot of money. And they'll leave you for the person that's giving them more attention. A narcissist will literally, literally self-destruct their lives to be with somebody that doesn't look as good as you. And then they don't have you wondering, too. Because a lot of times, I get people to like, why did he leave me for her? I'm way prettier than her. First of all, if you talk like that, I'm way prettier than her. So you think you deserve him or her because you're prettier or more handsome. That'll get you discarded right there in a heartbeat. Because sometimes, if you're prettier than that narcissistic person, if you're more handsome than that narcissistic person, they'll treat you badly because you look better than them. They'll make you feel terrible. They're going to sleep with somebody that looks worse than you to make you feel like you're worse than what you look. Oh, you a 10? Let me make you feel like a 4 real quick. Come here, girl. Let me clap these other cheeks real quick. Hey, I clap those cheeks. But she's a 3. How do you feel now? I feel like a 3. Gotcha. That's what narcissists do. We want to make. I know I go back and forth between they and we. Because like sometimes I don't like attaching myself to the craziest of the narcissist does. And it just kind of goes in the moment too. We want to make how we feel about ourselves on the inside and how we think we look on the outside. We want to make you feel that same way. Oh, you got pretty privilege? Okay, bet. Let me go ahead and break you down a little bit. Gotcha. Okay, y'all. Here's another rant coming up real quick. Stop thinking that you deserve to be treated better by somebody just because you look better. Just because you think you're pretty. Like, I'm so pretty and the world is at my feet. Why does he pick her? Because I'm way prettier than her. Like, because you say stuff like that. You think the world deserves to be treated.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Better in the world because you hit the genetic lottery. You look better than somebody else. You can't control how you look. Yeah, I look better than her, so I deserve that narcissist to treat me terribly. How dumb does that sound? I look way better than him, and I deserve my narcissistic trash girlfriend that cheats on me. I deserve her because I look better than the person she cheated on me with. Huh? What sense does that make? And this is goes to, I know I'm going off topic, y'all, but y'all love it when I go off topic. You don't regret when I go off topic. People treat you the way you allow them to treat you. Point blank, period. If you have put up with so much BS from a narcissist for such a long period of time, why would they change? You've tolerated how I treated you for 15 years. Year 16, I'm supposed to change for what? We've made it 15 years like this. Now you want to change for what? No. And then you wonder why they discard you. Go get somebody else and treat the other person better. Why are they treating the other person better? Sometimes the other person doesn't allow them to treat them worse than to treat them badly. Sometimes it's like that. Sometimes you look from the outside looking in. Yeah, the narcissist is love bombing the other person. But sometimes the other person has boundaries set up to protect themselves against the narcissist in the beginning. Sometimes it seems like they're moving fast. But some people don't allow themselves to be treated a certain type of way. A lot of us have stuff we got to work on internally. They wonder why we allowed ourselves to get treated so badly in narcissistic relationships. Like, why do we allow that? Was I codependent? Was I a doormat? Why did I allow this person to treat me so terribly? Now, I want, like, when they leave you for somebody else and you see them treating somebody else better, or you break up with them and then you see them treating somebody else better, like, if they would have just treated me that way, we would have still been together. You didn't set no boundaries for them to treat you that way. You allowed them to treat you so badly that they just ran over you. So I always ask, why are they treating the next person better? How did they treat you? Why did you allow them to treat you so terribly? We have to start taking some kind of responsibility for how we allow people to treat us. Why do they keep coming back in? Why do they keep coming in and out of my life? Because you allowed them to come in and out of your life. Stop them. It's your life. Why do they keep coming in and out of my life? My life. How are they coming in and out of my life? Why did I lose so many friends for this person? Why did I give up so much for this person? Why did I sacrifice so much for this person? Even when they discard you, cheat on you, leave you for somebody else, you allow them to come back and treat you terribly again, and you wonder why it happened again. Why did it keep happening to me? You allowing it. Stop. Put a stop to it. You have the ability to put a stop to it, but sometimes you choose because you're scared. So many people are scared to be alone. If you are not comfortable being by yourself, you're going to end up in a dance with a narcissist. I guarantee you that. I guarantee you'll be in a long-term relationship with a narcissist. If you are scared to be by yourself, that's why you start dropping your boundaries. Like, well, if I set this boundary, she going to leave me. If I set this boundary, he going to walk out on me. If you protect yourself, they'll walk out on you. Listen to yourself. Say some of this stuff out loud. Saying some of this stuff out loud, writing some of this stuff down helps you so much. It helps clear your mind. It helps see how crazy you're thinking. This person, like, why are they doing this to me? Why do they keep coming back to me and treating me so terribly? Why do you let them come back to you and treat you so terribly? Stop. Put a stop to it. Get comfortable with being by yourself. Self-love is powerful. Self-love starts with self. It don't start with anybody else. Self-love starts with self. You got to love yourself more than you love that narcissistic person that's ruining your life. Y'all are allowing people to ruin your lives for what benefit? So, because you don't get to be, you don't have to be by yourself. I talked to a girl one day. She was married. She was engaged to a narcissist. I'm like, what? It sounds like you're in a terrible relationship. There's already physical abuse. There's already mental abuse. What's the goal? Like, what's the benefit of marrying this person? Now, you are already in this. You have no kids. You haven't bought a house together. You're living together right now, but the apartment lease runs out next month. What's the benefit of marrying this person next month and buying a house and then having kids? Well, at least I'll be married. I was like, yeah, boy, bleep, bleep. And I said, that's your problem right there. You're scared to be by yourself. And as long as you're scared to be by yourself, you're going to be treated terribly. You're going to be a doormat. And you're going to have so much regret and so much anger and so much hostility built up and pent up into your life. And you're going to blame the narcissist too. You're going to blame them. I blame them for wasting 15 years of my life when you knew before you got married that you did not want to marry this person. You're just scared to be by yourself. They didn't waste 15 years of your life. You allowed.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
How did that happen? We gotta start eating into ourselves and taking some responsibility for this stuff, empowering ourselves up, because the only way you get out of the trauma bond, you take responsibility for yourself and love yourself more. You take the responsibility and knowledge and put it into yourself to realize, look, this, when I was in a relationship with a narcissist, I was trauma bonded too. You know when I knew the trauma bond had ended? You know I knew the trauma bond had ended? When I realized that I got to the point and I accepted the fact that I was way better than what she ever deserved in her life. I said, I'm way better than this person deserves. They didn't deserve me. I'm way better than what she deserves. She was like, she outkicked her coverage with me. Like, I'm like, yo, I'm out of her league. That's only because I had to love myself. And that's coming from a narcissist. I had to love myself enough to realize that I was better than what she deserved. Come on now. If I can do it, you can do it. That's why I don't live. When people say the trauma bond to me, I'm just like, look, you're talking to a person with narcissistic personality disorder that's been in therapy. How rare is that? This owning his self-awareness. How rare is that? So if I can do this, you can break that trauma bond. You can't come to me and say, Lee, I'm trauma bonded. It's time to break it in. If you open your mouth and say, I'm trauma bonded, that means you have the key to your shackles. Because the first key to unlock that first shackle is acknowledgement that it exists. Understanding what is going on. You know you're trauma bonded. You got the first key right there. The first key is right there with you. The first key to breaking that trauma bond is acknowledging that it exists. And then you got to start self-loving. You got to start appreciating yourself. You got to be okay with being by yourself. Understanding this person that you're trauma bonded to does not deserve you. You have to power up and power through that. Both keys unlocked. The trauma bond is broken. We free. We free. We free. We are free, y'all. Free yourself from them bonds. For what? What's the benefit? I always ask, what's the benefit? What's the benefit of this person? Well, at least I won't be alone. Okay, there's 8 billion people on this planet. This one person right here, this one at least I won't be alone. Okay, cool. But enjoy your narcissist. You know, this is like somebody giving you a doggy bag and just like, well, enjoy your narcissist. Huh? What do you mean by that? Just enjoy your narcissist. I guess I will enjoy my narcissist. You don't have a choice. You're scared to be by yourself. Enjoy your narcissist. Enjoy your narcissist. Enjoy your narcissist. Good day. Good day. And you start losing friends. You start losing family. And you start blaming the narcissist. Like, you made me get rid of my friends and family. I didn't make you do anything. You did that. And narcissist will look you directly into your face and say, I didn't make you do anything. You did that yourself. You did that. You stopped going around your friends and family. You did that. My friends stopped talking to me because I kept taking you back. You did. Because I kept taking you back. You said that. You took me back. You didn't have to do that. That's on you. Take some responsibility. Then you look at the narcissist looking foolish and realize that they don't give a damn about you. They don't. They don't care if you're losing friends and family. They don't care. They care about themselves. And you just let them care about themselves. You're pretty much in a relationship by yourself when you deal with a narcissist. Get your mind right, y'all. You're stronger than that. You're better than that. I promise. Power up. Take your power back. Love yourself. Y'all, we starting this clothing brand. I know I mentioned the book earlier, but my wife is starting her own little brand. She's getting out there. Self-love brand coming soon, y'all. The self-love, y'all gonna love it. She's making some beautiful designs. I cannot wait to wear these shirts. She's making some beautiful, beautiful designs. She's an entrepreneur. I'm proud of her. Like, I love my wife. I've always supported her dreams or whatever, but maybe not. I've always supported her dreams. Maybe not in the past with the best intentions. I always used to support her dreams because I always wanted to say, you can't say I didn't support you. When she succeeded, you can't say I didn't support you. I helped you get here. It might not have been the best energy behind that, but now it's the good energy behind it because she's going to do it. She started her own stuff. I'm ready for her. Stay at home mom. I love my wife. Anyway, y'all, I know I rambled on. What is it? 15 minutes? 15 minutes? If y'all hung with me this long, you got to throw the muscle emoji up. Let me know you made it this far. I appreciate y'all. You're a soldier. The flex order. You made it this far. Thank y'all for listening to my rant. I forgot what we was talking about at the beginning. Looks don't matter to the narcissist. I appreciate y'all. I really, really do, y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to this episode. If you listen to this on Apple Music and Spotify, give me that 5 stars. Somebody gave me 4 stars the other day talking about I was too loud. How dare you? At least you gave me 4 stars. I appreciate you. Thank y'all so much. I really, truly appreciate y'all. Like and subscribe to the YouTube. I'm at 100K. Thank you. Peace. Yes.